Triple M living a semi-charmed kind of life. We leave that behind and go to a man who leads a fully charmed life, jetting around the world, playing golf, he calls it work. Ha ha ha, I mock him thus. From EFTM.com, talking technology. G'day, Trevor Long. How are you, mate?
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, I'd say so too. When is your next overseas trip? You've got to be looking at going.
I'm leaving on Saturday for America, and I'll be in London at the end of next week, and then I'll be home. So next week, LA, San Jose, and London in 7 days.
Do you know the way to San Jose? You knew I was going to do that.
Oh, sorry.
I think I did that last year.
Every time I go to an Apple event, most people, good people like you, like to sing that song.
Sorry.
Anyway, good times.
Netflix flagged this. They said it was going to be coming. They are now doing it across the country. They're cracking down on password sharing, but how are they going to do that?
So I didn't warn you, folks. So here's how it works. And my household is a perfect example. There are five people in my house, myself, my wife, and three kids. My wife's mother-in-law lives at their house, not with us, thank God. I mean, God love her. But anyway, they live in a different house. So we have different internet connections, and every internet connection has what's called an IP address. Mm. Now, what Netflix is doing is going, they're looking at all the connections, all the devices you've got registered, and they're going, these are all at one address. Is that your home? And then you say, yes. And every other device can no longer log in.
Oh.
So my mother-in-law will get blocked. Now, their alternative to that, knowing full well that people share their passwords with, you know, kids that have left home, parents, whatever it might be, their solution is I can buy an extra member on my account. So what I've done is I have done that. I've logged into the website for Netflix. I've said I want an extra member, and I'm now paying $7.99 a month extra for my Netflix account. Mm. But my mother-in-law was sent an email that says, you can now create an account. And so basically, she can now create her own personal account, have all the history that she had on my account, but it's her own login, it's her own profile, and I am paying $7.99 for her. So it's a great solution for families, but for people that were just sponging off the fact that you could do this, they're not very happy at all.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it because the fact is it works. Now, one of the big questions that relates to your audience is FIFO workers.
Yes.
I had a lot of people in the comments of every platform I posted this on going, yeah, but I'm a FIFO worker. This is outrageous. Relax. Breathe. I travel a lot, and I take my iPad with me, and I watch Netflix. They allow for that. So because my iPad comes home to my home account, to my home address, to my home IP address, Netflix goes, that's a home device. Mm. But it's allowed to travel as long as it comes home once a month. And I don't know any FIFO worker that doesn't come home once a month.
Yeah. Well, they did tell us that it was coming, and they also you also flagged this, that Telstra is doing something about scams. Man, I tell you, they're just all over the place. A new text line to help them prevent the SMS scams from hitting customers. Again, how are they going to do that?
It's awesome. So Telstra has been doing for a while now their Cleaner Pipes initiative, which is all about them doing their bit to stop us getting phone calls and text messages. But what they've realized is a lot of stuff slips through, a lot of scams they didn't notice. There's a lot of scams they don't know about. So they've set up a text line. This is for Telstra customers. If you receive a scam text message, you hit forward on your phone and you send it to 7226, which spells scam on the number pad. 7226. You send it to them, they won't ring you, reply, nothing, but they will have a copy of another scam. And if, you know, 100 people send them a scam, they're going to go, that's a scam. And so they can update their computer system to learn better and know more about the scam. So it's great. They're learning more. They're using us to build better systems. And they're blocking millions and millions of scams.
Though it seems to me that there's more of these around. I don't know if it's my imagination or I've just been sort of paying more attention to it, but it seems I'm getting more scam calls because I've got a thing on my phone, you know, suspected scam or whatever it is.
Yep.
Is it my imagination, or has there always been this much around? Or
there's always been this much around. Here's the way I can please you and scare you. I'll please you by saying Telstra is blocking millions of texts and calls. But, you know, I'll scare you because just imagine if they weren't.
Yeah.
Imagine how many we'd be getting if they weren't blocking any. So what we need is I think we need a whole of government approach here. I think we need all the telcos doing this. Yeah, I think there's a long way still to go.
Yes, indeed. And if you want to read about these stories and also the fact that TCL has got a new range of TVs, including a 98-inch screen, go to EFTM.com. It's all there for you. Trevor Long, you, despite what they write on the bus shelter wall, are a fine fellow. Thanks, and hopefully we'll come back again next week.
Cheers, buddy.
Take care. Trevor Long, EFTM.com. Good to have him with us here on The Drive Home on Triple M.